So now as we open up verse 4, as we heard already, and we look inside and see what's inside these strongholds that are really coming against the knowledge of God, or exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And it's important to underline the idea of thinking. The idea of thinking, because they tell you that Christianity makes people think less. They don't think anymore. They tell you something and you don't understand anything. You follow like a blind man, just follow what they are telling you to do. That's not really Christianity at all. There is no such thing as blind faith. That's not Christianity. The Lord Jesus told Martha, I think in John 11, that if you believe, you would see. So if you believe, you see. It's not a blind faith. There is no blind faith at all as far as Christianity is concerned. So, and God had given us mind, and we need to be thankful and grateful for that. We don't want to downgrade the idea that God had given us ability to think, the faculty to understand. God had given us that. But what happened here is this, is that the enemy, in a subtle way, he kind of changed that. And he used that which God had given us to challenge the knowledge of God, to exalt the knowledge of God. One of the crime that was done in Christianity in the 1800 or even before that, the higher criticism. It is people that call themselves very intellectual, and they start, it's a higher criticism. It exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And they start shooting holes because they were having big names. They are philosophers, and I don't want to mention any of their names because as far as I'm concerned, Psalm 16 said, I will not say their names with my own lips. So I'm not going to say who they are. They're not worthy to waste a minute of our Bible reading to even mention who they are. They're not worthy. But what happened is that these higher criticism people start coming in, and they were the fathers of what atheists we're facing today. Because they start downgrading the Word of God. They start challenging every thought in the Word of God. And as a result of that, what we have today among us is thoughts and ideas and concept that is completely against the knowledge of God. Now, I want us also to realize one thing. I could think something, and many of us got a thought in our head about anything. Even, does really God exist? You know, you're not going to stand here and say, I ever thought of that. You might, and you don't have to tell me. Or is it Christianity is real? That thought might come to your head. Don't worry about it. It is okay. Right, I hate to use personal experiences or somebody that I know. My dad used to tell us that if a bird fly over your head, it's not a problem. The problem is the bird make his nest on your head. So if a thought comes in, yeah, a thought's going to come in. You have in you the flesh. So a thought might come in. But if you dwell on that thought to become a concept or an idea that you follow, then there is a problem. And that's what happened here. Those idea of reasoning or thoughts. So the thought comes in and you start reasoning to justify that thought. And that is really the danger. What we need to do is now to knock it down. To really pull it down. And I think the example that Steve mentioned in Morris's hell, it was that example. The Paul went in. This is not a defensive warfare, because I want us to realize we are going after them. We are going after every thought and pulling it down. So he stood there and he said, oh, these poor people of Athens, they think they are smart. They really don't know anything, and walked away. No, he stood there and he started speaking about Jesus and the resurrection. And they said, oh, what this babbling is saying, come. And he was well-equipped to pull down everything. As a result of that, at least two people walked out of that Morris's hell believing on the Lord Jesus. So we need to be ready in the campus atmosphere, in the workplace, to be able, when somebody come with a thought that is not according to the Word of God, to be able to knock it down from the Word of God. It is a warfare, and it's an offensive warfare to bring that. But just again, if a thought comes to your mind that is from the flesh, don't like get scared that are you a believer or not. It's not that at all. It's just thoughts going to come in. As long as you don't dwell on it, make an idea out of it, make a concept out of it, make a belief out of it, make a system out of it, because that's what the higher criticism really have infiltrated the Christian circles.
And I think that Paul's writing to the saints at Colossae will help to strengthen that very much, because there was the matter in Colossae of the Gnostics who sought to bring, set Christ on a totally different level, or rather to put him on a level with themselves, saying that he was but one of the stepping stones to greater knowledge. And the truth of true knowledge had to be opened up to the saints at Colossae. They did not lose their head. They were in danger of losing the head. So the apostle writes to them. He says, remember, therefore ye have, that you have received Christ Jesus the Lord. Remember that who he is, the one that you have received. So walk in him. Then he points them. He says, see that there be no one who shall lead you away as a prey through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the teaching of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him, in Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead. Everything of God is resident in a blessed man. And then he says here, and you are complete in him. So what do we need? We need nothing.
If you're complete, you don't need anything. We're complete in Christ. I remember I had to take a philosophy course for the school board when I taught school. And the first night, they gave me a philosophy book, and it said, this book is against Christ. I slammed the book, too, and I never took the philosophy course. Then they found out I didn't need the course, but anyhow. But philosophy is against the Lord Jesus. It is. They say so right in the book.
It's actually, and I appreciate what Brother Bob's saying, and it's really, really important in that sphere of learning to be very careful. Now, we're not talking against philosophy, and we're not talking against learning.
No.
Philosophy is the loving of knowledge. It's a wonderful thing. We all philosopher, according to the right description of it, is loving knowledge. We need to love the Word of God. We need to love to know about Christ. That's what it is. But now the world take that thing and twist it completely. It is a love of knowledge that is exalt itself against God. And that's the bad philosophy. So, but sometimes you might have to take a philosophy course, and you don't have the privilege to slam the book down and say, I'm not taking it, to find out that you don't have to. Sometimes you might have to take the philosophy course. Sometimes you have to take a biology course that the teacher will tell you everything that about evolution. You have to take that course. You have to answer the questions. That doesn't mean that you believe what you have heard from him. You're taking the course to pass the class, and if you don't have to take it, that will be even wonderful. But if you take it, don't take it as the truth absolute. It is not. It's a course you're taking to pass the test. That's all you're doing with that. So you kind of know what they are saying to answer it. Now, if they ask you to write your own opinion about that, and sometimes they are gracious to do that, then you need to say what you stand for. You might get C on that paper, but that's fine. You will get A in heaven, and that's what counts.
But then there are those of us, though, who are not established in the truth of God's Word, who are not, we are not reading His Word, we are not feasting on it, and so what happens, this becomes a tremendous danger for us, because not having a premise, we then lose sight of the reality, and then we fall prey to the this kind of philosophy. And so there is the danger that we need to be established in the Word of God, that this has to be our premise. This has to be the thing for us, so that then when I enter a classroom where I have to do a philosophy course, I am not threatened by it. I do it, but I'm assured of what I have in Christ.